now, from the DTC Sports Broadcast Studio, it's time for another episode of The Box Score, the weekly Middle Tennessee High School sports podcast for all things sports in Cannon, DeKalb, Gordonsville, Smith, and Watertown, featuring your hosts, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair.
And welcome into The Box Score, Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. We want to thank Pavement Restorations for being our title sponsor. And Murph, another week of preseason in the books, and now it's game week, and week one, people are very, very excited.
You know, what makes it so excited for you and me and DTC is the fact that Region 4, 2A has got three teams that we cover every week.
Right.
So you're gonna learn a lot about Smith County, Gordonsville, and Cannon County. Because they're right in the middle of that region.
That's for sure. And I know as far as being excited, I think people are excited in Region 4-2A from the fans that I've talked to because the close proximity, Murphy, that these schools are to each other.
You could go to all those games on a half a tank of gas.
Right.
And the way it's been in years past,
yeah,
you use a full tank going on the road sometimes.
And it, you know, that's good, I think, for attendance, and I think it's good for rivalries as well. Who would have thought years ago that the Owls and the Tigers would be in the same region?
Well, I that doesn't surprise me a whole lot. I said many, many years ago, once Gordonsville got septics or whatever you want to call it, that one day Gordonsville just might be bigger than Carthage.
Right.
And it's headed that way. It's not there yet.
Not there
but
yet.
It's still working on it, isn't
for
it?
Sure. As we go ahead and look at some graphics, we'll talk about Matt Dyer and the Smith County Owls. Of course, he's in his fifth season. Tough year a year ago, only 2-9. Wound up fourth place in the region. Had the most lopsided loss, I guess, that we've ever had in the history of our program in the first round of the playoffs. Of course, there's no cream puff there in Marion County, who wound up winning the Class 2A state championship. Of course, players to watch. You know, you've got Riley Martin returning at quarterback, started since he's a freshman. You got Cole Hackett. He had a big catch on Friday night in the Jamboree on a long touchdown against DCA. Two linemen that the Owls are really going to be relying on is Ethan Montgomery and Bryson Halliburton. And then Lucas Cornwell, the big 6'6", tight end and defensive end for the Owls. So I know Matt kind of took his lumps a year ago, but he's excited about this black and gold Owl team, and they've had some pretty good success, playing pretty well in the preseason scrimmages.
I really like this region. All of those schools have so much in common. What I don't like is the fact that whoever advances to the playoffs, they're going to have to worry about Bledsoe, Grundy, Marion, York, and Monterey. And that's a really strong region also. We're going to have our hands full whoever advances beyond Halloween night.
You know, Monterey, I really think, will be down a little bit this year. You know, they had 14, 15 seniors a year ago. But, you know, Coach Hughes always does a great job up there, and we'll just have to see. But when you look at this region, Murph, you know, I guess the furthest trip will be Jackson and Cannon, and they for years and years and years played in the same district in basketball. So they're schools that are very familiar with each other.
That's true. And I think all in all, it's going to be a fun year with all those schools playing each other for the chance to keep playing in November. And that's what it's all about.
Of course, you got four of those five teams will advance to the playoffs when we flip the calendar to November. Murph, when you look at the Watertown Purple Tigers, of course, we'll have Gavin Webster on just a little bit later in the show with an interview. Typically not a 3-8 team, but they had a tough year last year. They lost a ton of close games. They had a lot of injuries, Murph. I know that Gavin will be excited to, first of all, have everybody healthy, and then second of all, get that bad taste out of their mouth from a year ago.
Yeah, they and Smith County both very similar during the regular season. Only a couple of wins for Smith County, three for, as you said, Watertown. But they've got a lot of kids back just like Smith County does. And it's going to be interesting to see how those two teams, I think, in particular, advance into the playoffs, hopefully, both of them, and then on into hopefully second and third round action.
Of course, Watertown in Region 4, 3A, they've got their first four games of the year on DTC3 here. Is they've got Smith County on Friday night. They've got August 29th. Gavin Webster will return to his alma mater in Gordonsville. Then they host DeKalb on September the 5th, and then they host the Bobcats of Giles County in a big region game on September the 12th. And I think, Murphy, that'll kind of be a measuring stick, no doubt, for the Purple Tigers.
And you'll probably have to remind me again that they and DeKalb are not in the same county, right?
That's right. But it should be big. You know, I know that DeKalb County games turned into quite a great rivalry over the last few years. You know, they used to not play each other, and now it's just a quick trip up or down Highway 70, depending on which way you look at it. Looking at the playoffs a year ago, they lost to Chattanooga Central, and key players for them, Jesse Bratcher, they've got Garrett Davis, who used to be a wide receiver, now a quarterback. You got Will Burns, you got Wesley Hamlet. Murphy, some of these players, especially those juniors, were pressed into action last year because of injuries.
If Watertown advances into the playoffs, it's just the direct opposite of what the teams in 4-2A have to deal with, because Region 3 is only a four-team region: Brainerd, Central, Chattanooga Prep, and Tyner. Two of those teams are traditionally pretty strong, but two are not. So if you finish first or second in 4-3A, you've got a really good chance to go two or three rounds into the playoffs.
Let's look at the high school schedule for the season. As you see it there, you can go to DCC3 to get that. We've also got junior high games this year. We're excited again about covering those folks. And we've got one of all of our junior high teams that we cover, their high school teams. We've got those as well. We want to thank our sponsors, the Scores of the Week, Carthage Safeway, and Sonic doing that, and the stats. We appreciate them. Of course, they'll have their own little logo next week. And our other sponsors, Murph, we want to thank all of them, because if not for them, you and I wouldn't be able to do this show.
That's right. We thank you all.
We'll have an interview with Coach Gavin Webster when we return for the Watertown Purple Tigers. As we remind you, you're watching The Box Score.
Pavement restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Huff and Puff Trucking.
Hello, I'm Bruce Daniel. I've lived in Cannon County all my life. For the last 59 years, I've only made it across the highway.
I married my wife, Melody, in 1981. We hauled our first load of freight in 1983 with one truck and a couple old barred trailers. We found a way to make it. Our employees are the backbone of our company. Some of our team members have been with us for more than 30 years.
Huff and Puff Trucking.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
And And welcome back to the Box Score, Terry Collins and Murphy Fair. And Justin Malden engineering this new set, Murph, and doing a great job.
It looks wonderful to me. Hope everybody out there likes it too.
Right. We've got Gavin Webster with us, longtime coach at Watertown. And coach, it's opening for real come Friday night in our DTC Game of the Week here. When you host the Owls of Smith County, I guess that's got a little extra luster in it. And your former defensive coordinator, Josh Hackett, now an Owl assistant coach. But, you know, I know y'all are great friends and will be before and after the game.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, it was great working with Josh. He was with us for 10 years. And, you know, it's just, hard to believe that this Friday is kick off of football season. You know it's been coming, but all the hard work everybody's put in, and all of a sudden, boom, it's here.
Wait till you be our age, and it flies by in about 3 months' time, it seems like.
Tell us
a little about your season this year. You were awfully, awfully young last week, and you got to feel pretty good, or last year, and you got to feel pretty good about Purple Tiger football this fall, I would think.
Well, yeah, we were young last year. Played several sophomores, and those sophomores are now juniors. And, you know, you look at our roster, we probably got about 8 returning offense and 8 returning on defense that played some, you know, quite a bit, you know. So, expectations are high when you got that much. You know, you got that much returning, you know, your expectations should be high. So, then all it is, you know, they got to go out on the field and they got to produce and do what they're capable of doing.
Coach, you lost your quarterback, transferred out, a man that had a great year a year ago. Tell us who's going to step into that position for you.
Garrett Davis, returning junior. He played wide receiver last year.
Right. And Coach, when you look at Watertown and – you know, I know y'all most of the time hung your hat on the defensive side of the ball. Do you feel pretty good about that this year?
Well, I feel good about both sides of the ball, to be honest with you. As long as we can stay healthy and create some depth, which is what we're trying to do right now to get us through the year. It seems like it's always an issue. I think everybody has that issue. But, you know, just I feel good about offensively and defensively. Again, I feel like we're going to have good game plans, and it's all about going out on Friday night and producing.
Coach, I want to go back to the returning people that you have. With so many players having seen a lot of action last year, I would think the leadership part of your team should be very, very strong, especially in the senior class.
Yeah, we got some good senior leaders, and be honest with you, we got some good junior leaders also, those guys that played last year. So, you know, we got some guys that are willing to step up and be vocal, and you're always looking for that. If a coach is always having to do it, then you're not going to be very successful.
Coach, you're in a new region. You're going to be traveling a lot. We'll look at it a little bit later on your region. I know you'd rather have people that are closer and better gates and all that, but you've got some pretty long bus rides over the next 2 years in your region opponents.
Yeah, and we've already, you know, with Giles being in there with Giles and Sequatchie before this year, we've already experienced both of those trips. So we do have to go to Sequatchie this year, which we already have once, and went to Giles last year. So, you know, those are two trips we've been on. So, and we've played Forest, although they weren't in our region, but we've played them the last 2 years. So we've been down there and been down that road before. And, of course, Cascade's another one. And a lot of these teams have been on our schedule for the last 2 years. So they just moved them in our region. So, you know, it is what it is, but we got some good close games.
Gavin, it was brought to our attention just before we started the interview today that Justin, did you say 4 of the first 5 or 3 of the first 4 are games with Watertown that are going to be on DTC television? A lot of folks are going to think this is the Watertown football station more than anything else, because they're going to see a lot of the Purple Tigers the first half of the season. A good thing for you all, a bad thing? How do you like that?
I really hadn't thought much about it. I guess you look at our schedule when you open with Smith County, and then you got Gordonsville, and then you got DeKalb County. You know, all those were in y'all's area, so I didn't know about it. You know, he came to media day a couple weeks ago, and he told me about it then, so I was kind of really didn't know about it then. So, I don't know that it really matters. You know, it's good for the kids. You know, good for the kids. You know, they can see replays, and if they've got family out of town or family that can't come to the game, you know, for whatever reason, you know, they get to watch them on TV.
Your opposing coaches won't have to travel far to scout the games, so to speak, will they? They'll be on TV every week.
No, but the way everything is now, you know, people can get film, you know, and it's just it's that day and time there. If somebody wants film on you, they're going to be able to get it. So, now, what they do with it after that, you know, that's up to them. But film's not hard to get nowadays.
Caden, when you look at you being at Watertown so long and then success that you've had there, I know last year was a disappointment for you and your team. You lost, quite a few close games. And I know that, this senior class and you and your assistant coaches, there hadn't been many downtimes in Watertown football over the last several years. There's been several deep playoff runs, and I know that's what you're hoping to do again this season.
Yeah, we're wanting to get back on that. You know, we made it to the playoffs last 2 years only to, get put out in the first round. We had close ball games, but just couldn't pull through. So, we're wanting to get back on that, obviously make the playoffs. And once you make the playoffs, that's where you start making things happen. So we're hoping to get back over that hump again and start winning in the playoffs.
Coach, with so many kids back from last year, you got to feel pretty good. Are you about where you had hoped to be with week one on the immediate horizon, or would you like to have another week to prepare?
Well, I think we'd always like to have another week to prepare. You don't feel like you're ever ready, or maybe you got a few things you need to work on, but at the end of the day, it's just sometimes you can do that and have too much. Sometimes you can do too much. So I think for the most part, the way everything is, everybody's ready. Could we use a little more time when we like it? Yeah, but at the end of the day, I think everybody's ready to play. And main thing is just, the heat more than anything. You always hope to get that cooler weather, but it's just this time of year, it's just don't seem like we're going to get it. It's going to be a hot one Friday night, and I know we're getting a little reprieve next week, but, it's here. It's on us.
Do y'all have one of those little guns you can point at the turf and get the temperature and let you know whether you can start it 7 o'clock, or do you have to wait 20 more minutes? How's that going to work this year with the heat that we've been having?
Well, Wilson County, we go by the TSSAA heat policy, and we have the wet bulb globe, which checks the temperature and the heat index. So we know we've got parameters we have to go by, so we know, when we can go. It's just like out in practice, we know when we can go outside, if we can go outside, how long we can stay outside, what we can do. If not, we got to go indoor and get what we can indoor till hopefully the temp drops a little bit so we can go in. So that's kind of what we did yesterday. We spent the first hour inside, then we was able to go outside for the rest of practice.
One of the good things about that is that gives fans 20 more minutes to go to the concession stand, right?
yeah, it does, yeah.
Coach, I know you got Smith County coming in, Matt Dyer and his team coming off a disappointing year ago. Yep, they made the playoffs, but kind of got their hat handed to them in the first round of the playoffs against the eventual state champion, Marion County. But these two squads and teams and athletic teams are used to each other. They are in the same basketball district and baseball, and I know y'all are familiar with the Owls just like Matt is familiar with the Purple Tigers.
Yeah, you know, it's and being close by, you know, a lot of kids know one another. Like you said, they've played against one another in basketball. They've played against one another in baseball, and so there's a lot of familiarity there. So, you know, it's always fun playing people you know. You know, it makes the competition a little bit better, rivalry a little bit better. So it's always going to be fun game.
Well, Gavin Webster, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck to Watertown as they face off against Smith County to get things underway for the 2025 season on Friday night.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Murph.
All right.
We've been visiting with Gavin Webster of the Watertown Purple Tigers, and we'll have an interview with Matt Tyer of Smith County when we return, as we remind you, you're watching The Box Score.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
When you look at the big picture, you're really looking at family. Nothing means more to you than their safety. DTC Security gives you the peace of mind to live your life your way, helping you connect what matters most, no matter where you are or what you do.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, 3-window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Strike out intruders with DTC Security.
Limited time offer.
Helping you live life your way. We're DTC Security.
Pavement restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Welcome back to The Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations, and we've been joined by Matt Dyer, the head coach of the Smith County Owls. And Coach, I know you had the jamboree last week. I know it was hot. A lot of people told me that the snow cones were selling big time because of the heat, and it was still there when you started about 5 minutes after nine.
Yeah, it was. You know, we were so glad that we're able to get the teams that we got. You know, appreciate all the coaches that brought their teams down and participated in our jamboree. You know, us and Gordonsville, we split that each year, and hopefully we can continue to make it a kind of a big event and keep drawing big crowds and big teams. So, you know, huge shout out to DCA and Coach Pearson and Gordonsville, Coach Jackson, White County, Coach Foster, Cumberland County, Coach Noah, and Edgummit, Watertown and Coach Webster, and Warren County and Coach, his name just slipped me, but
Baloo.
There you go. But you know, appreciate all those guys for bringing their teams and the programs participating in our jamboree. It was a huge undertaking, big success. Huge shout out also to our quarterback club for helping put that on, work our concession stands and everything, and then everybody that, you know, sat out in the heat and everything. And I know we ran behind a little bit on time, but, you know, we were able to get it all in, all the games played, and hopefully everybody got some good work out of it. I'm pretty sure everybody came out of it injury-free. You know, and people got to see some good athletes, good football. But, yeah, we had a good event. I was pleased with our aggressiveness. I was pleased with our physicality, you know, the way that we performed against
DCA. You know, DCA is a damn good football team. A lot of good football players. They've got the kid, the Carson Snead kid, going to North Carolina. He's a monster. He's going to have a really good year this year. But, you know, we got to see good competition, good athletes. And I thought we responded very well in that game, especially when we went down 14-0 in the first quarter. And we answered with two scores of our own in less than 3 minutes and kind of tied it up at the end of the quarter. You know, one thing that we lacked is probably proper execution. You know, I know we hit on the big 80-yard pass play, but that was kind of a breakdown, a scramble play where Riley, he extended the play with his legs, escaped the pocket, and then Cole Hackett was able to perform the scramble drill and get behind the coverage, and it turned into a big play. And then following that, we were able to get a scoop and score and a defensive touchdown. But, you know, I would like to see our execution be a little bit more on par. But as far as the aggressiveness and the physicality, you know, we've been very aggressive, very physical all preseason through our scrimmages, practices, and it's starting to show. So hopefully we can continue to carry that on to the week one this week.
Matt, over the years, I've spent a lot of time at the football stadium there in Carthage. But when I walked in there Friday night, I had a lump in my throat. I don't ever remember that field and everything around it looking as good as it did Friday night. And that's a lot of work by a lot of people for a lot of money. But Smith County, I hope the people that are there realize how beautiful that whole setting is right there. I was really amazed at how great everything looked Friday night.
Well, like you said, it was a lot of people putting in a lot of time, effort, and money. John Schwann with and Cumberland Supply and his business, Guns and Hoses, they were able to renovate the old band bleachers. You know, they needed it. So, you know, thank you to him and Miss Suzanne and all those that pitched in to help do that. And, of course, our quarterback club helping hanging banners, all the local businesses here in town and outside of town that donate their time and money to hang those banners, advertise their business and whatnot. Then even our administration and our school, you know, sending in gate workers, helping pick up trash and get all that done. It is a community effort. It's a joint effort. You know, also I think with the bleachers, John Swan also did that with Guns and Hoses. And then also Bouncy West painting our goalposts, giving a good, you know, bright shine to them. It's a nice stadium. It's a beautiful stadium. And, you know, it's a traditional stadium in the whole. And hopefully we'll always keep it looking good. And, you know, maybe in the future we can add a few more projects to it to add a little bit of aesthetic to it and just be a nice venue for people to come watch football at.
Coach, I know you, your team disappointed after last year's 2-9 performance. And really anxious to get that kind of bitter, bad taste out of their mouth and, you know, have a more successful year. I mean, we lost some close games a year ago, and it's a new region this year, Region 4-2A, that our team's more, I guess, our size that we're playing in the regular season schedule. Just a word or two about that.
Well, you know, yeah, we do got a few different teams on our schedule, new region. But we still got a lot of our kind of old rivalries where I believe outside of the trip that we've got to take to Teleco Plains late in the season, most of our trips are within 45 minutes. So, you know, that's good for us. That's good for our bus drivers. That's good for our fans to where they can travel, support these guys, and watch them play. And then, you know, the Teleco game, that's going to be about a 3.5-4-hour drive. But that's, you always need at least one game like that where you can experience a different opponent, I believe, because your guys get to travel, you know, they get to put on the travel suits, they get to leave school early, get on the charter bus, go eat somewhere. It's kind of a more college atmosphere feel to it. So you need at least one game like that just so your players can enjoy what they're doing throughout the season. You know, it's not just a long grind where, you know, hey, you know, we got to do this, and this. It's like, hey, we get to look forward to this one event, this one week. You know, we get to travel, get to be kind of like a college team. It's just exciting for them. But, you know, we bring back Livingston back on the schedule. They're going to be a 4A team. They're going to be much improved this year. New head coach, little excitement around their program. So we expect to get their best. Watertown is back on the schedule. You know, they're a 3A school, a big 3A school with a lot of talent, a lot of athletes. And, of course, we've got Westmoreland, very good 3A football team as well. So, you know, we've still got some schools that are bigger than us on the schedule. But like you said, we also replaced a few other teams with Clay County, a very good 1A team. Last 4 years, you know, they've been to either the state championship game, quarterfinals, or they've won that region outright 2 out of the last 3 years, I believe. So very good 1A Clay County team with a lot of good athletes. And Coach Brown, Coach Lamb, Bruce Lamb, does a great job with getting the most out of those guys. And Moore County, you know, they've been to the playoffs a few times as a 1A team. I think 2 years ago they went to the semifinals and had a Mr. Football finalist. So that's another good football team. And, of course, Tellico last year won 7 games, went to the second round of the 2A playoffs. But plus, we also get a look at how Region 1 and Region 2 is going to look like in 2A, because with the new playoff format, that's who we're going to potentially see in the second round, is a Region 1 or Region 2 team. So, you know, there's kind of a double-edged sword when we put them on the schedules. You get the travel trip, but you also kind of get to see how you're going to match up with that other region come playoff time. But, you know, the thing is, like you said, we're going to play some schools our size, or at least just one classification bigger. You know, our enrollment is dropping. You know, we're below 500 kids. 20 years ago when I went to school up here, we were nearly had 700 kids, and now we're below 500. So, you know, we are one of the kind of middle-of-the-pack 2A schools. But it's still going to be very competitive in our non-region games this year. And then even in our region games, Jackson County is going to be improved. You know, they won 5 games last year, and they were just like us. They were a very young team, very few seniors. They bring everybody back. Coach Loftus does a great job of getting the most out of his guys. Troutsel County, Coach Gregory, you know, I believe they only have 5 combined seniors and juniors on their team this year, and they have a very talented freshman and sophomore class. So they will be very improved. They had a really good offseason and a really good preseason. Cannon County, I know they've hired a new head coach, but they bring back a lot of talent. They've got 2 guys that are getting looked at by some small colleges, but they are not small by any means. They're guys. They have a huge roster. Those guys are massive. They'll probably be one of the bigger size teams, their players, that we play this year. And then, of course, you got Gordonsville at the end of the year. The Halloween game, you know, it's no longer just a county rivalry. It is now a region matchup that has playoff implications. So that's going to be a huge electric event and atmosphere come week 11, week 10, when we have to cross the river and go play Gordonsville.
Well, Coach Dyer, appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck to you and the Owls when they travel to Watertown on Friday night.
Terry, appreciate you, bud. Appreciate you, Murph, for everything y'all do and covering our guys for us.
Okay, and we'll have Murphy's Picks when we return, as we remind you, you're watching the Mock Score brought to you by Pavement Restoration.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, we believe in the power of community. That's why we're proud to support high school football. Just like a great team, we know that it takes hard work and dedication to deliver results. High school football brings us together, teaching our young people teamwork, perseverance, and the value of community. From the field to the stands, football unites us all. At Huff and Puff Trucking, we're honored to be a part of this tradition. Huff and Puff Trucking, driving the spirit of community 1 mile at a time.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
All across our communities, DTC is working hard for you each and every day so you can experience amazingly fast internet, no matter where you live.
Hit a home run when you switch to DTC Internet. Knock it out of the park by scoring $900 in savings for a limited time. That's $30 off your bill for 30 months when you sign up for DTC Internet.
Call, stop by, or visit us online to sign up. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
And welcome back to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations. It's Terry Collins, Murphy Ferry, Justin Malden, always doing a great job for us. He's got some new toys to play with back there, Murph.
Yes, he does. I really like the set. I really like our new sponsors. It's going to be a fun year all the way around, Terry.
Definitely will. Of course, this is just our second show of the year, and it takes us a little bit getting used to the new playing field that we have. You know, when we look, Murphy, I know we've got a big game coming up on Friday night, and that's going to be Smith County at Watertown. Of course, these two teams very familiar with each other. Josh Hackett, former defensive coordinator at Watertown for 10 years. He and the Owls and Matt Dyer will be heading over to Watertown. Of course, that's a 2A and a 3A matchup, but it should be a good one.
Oh, I think so. And Watertown, one of those places here in the mid-state that just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You can't help but wonder, maybe 3 or 4 years from now, are they going to be 4A?
Right.
You know, it's a scary thought.
Definitely is. They're going to be logging a lot of miles on that bus the regular season for them. Of course, 11 weeks of the regular season. Everybody has a bye, which I think is good to a point, Murphy, because I think it gives those kids an opportunity to heal up a little.
Well, that's true. And, you know, with most of these squads have anywhere from 35 to 45 kids for the most part. And 10 straight weeks is pretty tough,
right,
with the same kids on the field all the time. So, that break, especially when it comes, can make a big difference, especially if it's in the final 3 weeks of the regular season. They can heal up before they get into the playoffs.
Let's go ahead and look. Murph's going to be picking some ball games once again for us this year. And Murph, a game that nobody in East Tennessee cares about, Maryville Alcoa. That's always been a great game.
Always a dandy for sure. And there's no reason this year won't be the same. Alcoa, what, with 10 or 11 straight state championships now, I think. And Maryville has certainly had their share, too. Two really good young coaches, and that's always a war when those two get together. And I really think Maryville's got a shot this year, although Alcoa did win another state title last year. But it's about time for Maryville to bounce back, and I think this may be the year.
Of course, that's 3A versus 6A. Boyd Buchanan, Gary Rankin looked for his 500th win, Murph, against St. Vincent Ploitt out of Maryland. Don't know much about St. Vincent, but I know it's a long trip.
Well, the interesting part is the fact that St. Vincent is the one that called Gary to do that game. He didn't call them. They were looking for an opportunity to come south and have a nice weekend. And they're probably going to have a long trip home because I look for Gary to get his 500th win.
Sevier County and Farragut.
Always a good one. That one's going to be played on Saturday. Sevier County, the defending 5A state champion, will give Farragut all they want. And that game is scheduled to be played at Carson Newman up in Jefferson City. So I think Sevier County wins that one. They've got their quarterback returning, and he put up some incredible numbers last year. And I think Farragut Admirals are going to have a hard time with Smoky Bears.
Let's go ahead and look at the Middle Tennessee picks.
Boy, if you're going to be in anywhere around here, Oakland versus CPA should be a dandy. Two defending state champions, two teams that have been there many times, two incredibly great, gifted coaches, and both teams loaded with talent. It was a close one last year. I look for this one to be close too, and I'm going to have to give the home field advantage to Oakland in that one. They've recruited a player or two,
right,
and they're not going to be short on talent at all.
Shelbyville at Tullahoma.
It's always a good border war game between the two. Again, 6A against 4A. Shelbyville Central, I think they're probably going to come away with another win there. Had a pretty good program last year, and they're playing with a relief of sorts because the last 2 years They've been in that same region with Oakland and Riverdale and Blackman, and they don't have to worry about that pounding on a regular basis.
Marshall County at Lincoln County.
In the pit, down in Fayetteville, that's where that one plays. I still have not heard the results of last week's, if you want to call it a scrimmage, I guess that's what it was, but it was Fayetteville City against Lincoln County. And those two teams don't like each other. They don't like the fact that they've split the schools down. But all of that aside, I think it'll be a great ball game, and I'm looking for Marshall County and Coach Osteen to put another mark in the win column.
Let's go ahead and look at the West Tennessee picks. Jackson Southside at Milan.
Milan's loaded again. Southside's struggling. They have for several years now, and I think Milan wins that one going away. Should be a good one, although they've got a relatively new coach there, the coach from McKenzie, Wade Comer, in his third year, and I think he'll do very well against Southside.
And nobody wants to see Westview's air attack, right, Murph?
Well, but Mace was the 1A state champion last year, and there's some great players on that team too. But they're playing at Westview, and Westview still got a quarterback whose older brother is a likely person to be Alabama's starting quarterback this year. So I've got to go with Westview in that one.
And Houston at Germantown.
Houston, a team that beat Oakland 2 years ago for the 6A state title. Oakland beats Houston last year, and Germantown's still scratching their head, but they've got a good program there too. They'll have a lot of speed, and should be a good one to go watch. I'm going to go with Houston in that one.
Let's go ahead and look at the local picks. We're going to start out with the Lions of Cannon County hosting a Monterey team that you really don't know that much about with Coach Scott Hughes. Of course, he's a veteran coach, but he's got to replace I'd say probably 9 or 10 starters on each side of the ball.
Probably so, and they're a smash-mouth physical football team. That's something that will be interesting for Cannon County because it's a very young defensive unit and very undersized, but they've got good speed, and I can't help but think Cannon's going to start the season off right with a win over a very good Monterey team.
DeKalb County at Warren County, that's quite a border rivalry. Just shoot straight up 56 to get to McMinnville. And, you know, they've played for years. And Murph, Warren County just amazes me with how many people that they have. Even if they're 0-10, they have a ton of support.
They fill the stands. Right. Every week they're playing at home, and there's no reason to think that won't be the case this week as well. That battle between DeKalb and Warren is one of the long-standing ones here in the Upper Cumberland area. Warren County's quarterback this year is the son of Grant Swallows, who was a quarterback at Livingston and Tennessee Tech. But I think we got to watch a little bit of them in the Jamboree last week at Carthage, and the young Swallows boy, even though he's a senior, looks pretty good out there at time. I think that'll be a dandy of a ball game, but I think DeKalb probably comes away with a win in that one.
Gordonsville at Cofield.
Cofield is Cofield, and as much as Gordonsville's had great success, so is Cofield. And I think the home field advantage will help Cofield come away with a win there.
Smith County at Watertown.
We've talked about those two quite a bit. I think that's a coin flipper. I really do. Watertown's got so many more kids back. But so does Smith County, maybe not to the extent that Watertown does, but I look, whoever makes the most mistakes, turnovers is what I'm talking about, loses that game. I think Watertown probably comes away with a win, though.
We want to thank all our sponsors, Pavement Restorations, Huff and Puff Trucking, Citizens Bank, Sonica Carthage, Carthage Safeway, Community Wellness Clinic, and BDGR Excavating. That'll put the wraps on another show for Justin Malden and Murphy Fair. I'm Terry Collins. Good night from The Box Score.
You've been listening to The Box Score. Join us weekly each Thursday for a new podcast episode, and make sure to subscribe and share so all get notified when new episodes arrive. On behalf of the crew at DTC Sports, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair, thanks for joining us.